Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow Radio Show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is termites with an S, termites. I just made that up. Why? Because we are fumigating our house and it's a pain in the behind, friend. It's a pain in the royal behind. And I'm just leaving our house now. We are moving. What? I know. It's crazy. Who'd have thunk? Not me, friends. But kind of. I mean, it didn't happen overnight, honestly. It's been something we've been talking about and thinking about and planning about for a good while now. So much going on in the world. I wanted to do an update or just get an episode published. I have all these episodes that are unpublished, but I've been so busy and distracted, doing things I need to do, important things. Just haven't published any episodes lately, that's all. Just one of those things. And on the one hand, I feel bad about it because there's some shows I listen to, or a show, I guess, only really listen to one fairly consistently as far as podcasts go. But I appreciate X22 Report, in case you're wondering. X22 Report with Dave. Good stuff, good information. And he keeps publishing episodes consistently, which is amazing. So it's hard to do. But I'm getting, with this shift, with the move, part of the whole thing is I'm not able to keep my job as a consultant with my current employer, with the company I'm working for, and that's a bummer. So I love it. I love my job. I love working with the students and talking about internet marketing all day and real estate investing all day. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's been a little over 5 years that I've been doing this now with this company, and it's been a great ride. And the people that I work with are all amazing, and I love them, and I'm going to miss them. And that's, you know, it's a bummer. It's a bummer. But it's also just kind of the way that life goes sometimes, right? We just sometimes got to just do what we got to do and follow the goodness, and I was just going to try to get a car wash because my car is filthy, and the girl just gave me the "no, the car wash is broken" hand signal. Just a bummer. So I finally made it over here. I pay every month for the darn thing, and how often do I actually get out and do it? Not often enough, friend. I'm cutting this person off. Not really. All right, well, okay, so moving to Texas, friend, moving to Texas from California. Lived in California my whole life, my entire life, primarily Southern California, born and raised in, born in Tarzana, LA County, and I grew up in the Valley, San Fernando Valley, Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks area. And then about, I think it was halfway through eighth grade, we moved down to San Diego. The violence in our area was just getting really, really bad. And it kept getting worse. And my parents, there was a couple of drive-by shootings at our school. And our parents were like, "It's time to get the heck out of here." And I remember overhearing my dad on the phone with my grandpa. And he was just saying like, "Yeah, you gotta get out of here." Move down to San Diego with your brother, my uncle, his brother, and, you know, his wife and kids, my cousins. So we moved down. And, of course, being a young teenager at that time and going through a lot of challenges already with just mental, emotional stuff, it was a tough time to move. And, you know, we had all our friends there. My brother and I had all our friends there and our whole lives there. And so it's kind of a big deal when you're that age, you know, moving to a new place, a new city. And it was rough at first, for sure, because it's just the social game, I guess, primarily is a big thing. You know, at that age, going to school, new school, and trying to meet people, and I don't know, I'm not particularly, well, at that time especially, I was not particularly good at the social game, and so it was just challenging, you know, how it is for a lot of people, I think. But then there's the outgoing people, and, you know, I'm thinking our little one, he's already been to a few different schools, and so he's learned to make friends fast, and so I think for him, he's excited, he doesn't really know a whole lot of difference, so he's pretty excited about it. We're telling him it's going to be snow, you know, a few inches of snow a year, and a little creek kind of behind the backyard, so, and a backyard big enough to actually play, because, I'm very thankful for what we have now, it's beautiful, and then there's things where it's like, okay, well, if we could improve something, what would it be? I'd want a bigger backyard so that I could play catch with our youngest son, because right now, if we play catch in the backyard, it's inevitably going on the roof or over the fence and down a cliff. That's a given. And he's so athletic and coordinated. I want to really develop that skill, but I also know that it's going to go over the fence and he's going to cry and it's going to be a situation. And why do I put myself through that? And I stop. So I feel bad about that. And I'm looking forward to being able to play catch with my boys in the backyard. Kind of cool. But I've never been in the backyard where we're moving. I've only seen it on the internet. So there's a lot of unknowns. I've never even been to the city that we're moving. Is that crazy? Just picking up and moving, buying a house in a place I've never been. I've been to Dallas, which is the closest big city, and I've only been there for a few days, maybe it's a week. But it's business, so, you know, I only stayed at the hotel usually, but went out to the city maybe once or twice. Excuse me. So, friend, termites are a big thing down here in Southern California. Oh, I lived in Northern California, lived in Berkeley for a year, lived in Oakland for a year. That was really fun. I really enjoyed the weather up there and the vibe. Super, super cool. Didn't want to move back, but it's expensive up there, and all my family is down here. And Elena's too. So, well, her mom anyway. So we moved back down, and that was like the end of 2003. We got married in 2004, January 18th, 2004. And here we are. So 21 years together, I think. What year is it? Yeah, we started dating in 2000, I think. So about 21 years as of this recording. Okay, now I got to find the hotel where we're staying, and then I've got work doing a webinar at 11, which is in about an hour. So I got to find the hotel, check in. I should be using GPS because I'm not that good at navigating without it. However, I am podcasting. Why? Because I just felt like I should. Because I listen to, like I said, that other show, and he's consistent, and he does it. Oh, and I'm moving. And so I won't have that, my day job, which is also just an awesome job. You know, I don't want to downplay it because it's part of the whole find your flow, right? It's part of the whole thing for me. And I saw an interesting post the other day. One of the jiu-jitsu guys I follow, Tom DeBlas, I think is how you say his name. And he was posting something, you know, somebody had made a post about like, oh, you can't be an artist and make a living, right? You got to get a real job kind of thing, which many of us have heard similar things in our lives probably. I know I have, like, hey, you know, yeah, you want to be a musician, you want to be an artist, that's great, but you got to have a plan B. You got to have a real job, you got to have a day job, whatever. So people that generally say those kind of things are trying to protect us or help us, right, a lot of times. It's like, hey, you know, very small percentage of people make it big, and you got to be realistic, and you got to kind of give up on that dream and go get a 9-to-5 and fit in this square box, right? That's kind of the basic party line, I guess, or you know, what is that? That's a paradigm, I guess, that's taught to us, a program that we're programmed with from the beginning of our lives, many of us, not everybody, I understand, but for a lot of us, that's a very common theme. I know I had that to a certain degree, but I also had my mom, who was very entrepreneurial and did do pretty much anything she wanted. She baked cakes at one time, decorated cakes, she's a professional cake decorator and hairstylist hair and makeup photography then she was doing weddings and, you know, also got into commercial, worked with movie people and on sets and whatnot, and worked with some famous people and all that fun kind of stuff. So, you know, she created her dream life, you know, she was really good at that and she was encouraging in that respect. So I never felt like I wasn't allowed to, and my parents were very supportive of me doing music, don't get me wrong. So I know other people had it way harder than me in terms of not getting support. So I'm definitely not complaining, because I was very supported. And even with all that support, my mom, I would, you know, she'd say that, well, like, hey, you got to have a plan B, right? Got to have a plan B. So Tom had shared a post somebody else had posted, and it was that whole, like, hey, you got to get a real job kind of thing. And he was like, no, I'm a martial artist. And I've been doing this for X number of years. I have multiple streams of income based off this, and you absolutely can't do it. And I thought that's so cool. You know, I'm a fan of that kind of stuff. And that's what I feel like I've been able to do that for my own life. When I wanted to be a full-time musician, I figured out how to be a full-time musician. When I wanted to be a full-time music teacher, I figured that out. Or a combination of those, because that was kind of more my personal preference I discovered. But I want to have a mix. I wanted to have music performances, I wanted to be able to teach, I wanted to be able to record and do all these different things within music, and I was able to create that and achieve it. And I did it for a lot of years, and then, you know, I kind of got like, okay, well, getting a little stale here and, you know, getting a little lackadaisical with my own music because I'm just teaching so much. Time to mix it up, and markets shift, real estate trends shift, and in the real estate world, you know, that's a world that I enjoy participating in. And so in various times in my career, then it made more sense. Well, that's an interesting restaurant, Puesto. That's new. I haven't been in this area in a while. What am I doing? Driving. What else am I doing? Trying to figure out where I'm going. Okay. Sorry, friend. I don't have the GPS going, so I'm driving a little bit by guesswork here. So with that, I got to remember what the goal is. Where is the place I'm trying to get? I don't even know if I'm near it. Shoot, I might have to start. I might have to end this episode and get the GPS out. Yeah, let's do that. All right, so what was the point in this episode? What was I trying to convey? Oh, now that I have this job, this consulting and coaching starting to wrap up and come to an end, it's going to be an opportunity for me to really take Finder Flow to the next level and be more consistent with my publishing, with content creation, with publishing, and all that good stuff, because it's been on the back burner. You know, not the far back burner. I've been doing little bits here and there to kind of just keep making progress, but it hasn't been, oh yeah, I'm definitely not in the right place. All right, friend. Well, there you go. Where are we? Okay, yeah. Let's just be responsible here, Winston. All right, friend. Well, I got to go. It's like I do a webinar, gotta be at work. But the good news, and I try, you know, if you've been listening, I try not to hype it and say, oh, I'm going to do this with the show, I'm going to do that with the show, blah, 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 because then sometimes I don't. And then it's like, well, I don't like saying things on and not doing it. So so at some point, I would like to do these, get the show production, publishing on a consistent basis, which it's been a while since I did that. Launched a new book. I don't know if I mentioned that at all recently, but you can go into Amazon and search Find Your Flow book series or Find Your Flow and look for the one by me, Winston Wittes. WID as in Dave, D as in Dave, E as in Eric, S as in Sam, Wides, no L, no Whittles, friend. I know you wouldn't say that. Some people do. It's weird how we imagine the L in there sometimes. Sometimes people do. Not you, of course. Wides, Wides, if you find the new book, pick up a copy. It's only the Kindle version right now, but even if you don't have Kindle, you can get it, and there's free things that will decode it so you can read it. 99 cents in the Kindle store, so there you go. Excuse me. Drinking Bang, which I don't do very often these days, but delicious, got to admit. Maybe I can even GPS while I'm podcasting. Let's see. Hey, Siri. Hey, Alexa. Who are you? Hey, Siri. You're Siri. But you don't want to participate. Okay. All right, friend. There's a lot going on. I'm gonna be more focused. That's my goal. I'm not gonna make promises, but yeah, the book, podcast, starting to get some swag out to the team. Gracie La Mesa, Gracie Humaita, Jiu-Jitsu. That person almost just caused an accident. She's not paying attention, and it's gonna be awesome. So there you go. I'm going to hype it anyway, I guess, because I just can't help it. The self-promotion is, I've developed it so strong over the years. I can't not, friend. All right. So it's been real. I appreciate you. I'm going to hopefully publish this episode sometime soon. But who knows? We'll find out together. All right, friend. Until next time, my friend, be flowing.
Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to this show. Winston here, and I would like to invite you to become a published author in the number one best-selling series, the Find Your Flow book series. If you considered ever writing a book or sharing your story, passing it down through the ages, through legacy, using it to promote yourself or your business, or just sharing something that's passionate and flowing to you, consider becoming a published author with the Find Your Flow book series. Simply go to findyourflow.com/author. Club. That's AUTHO Author Club, all one word. And you can learn more about self-publishing. You can learn about becoming a published author in the Find Your Flow book series. So go to findyourflow.com/author club for more information. And until next time, my friend, be flowing.